Last show of the week takes us to Eastern Africa, where the nation of Ethiopia is being torn apart by civil war, and the nations around it are calling for a ceasefire. Ethiopia is no stranger to strife. Poverty, political struggles, ethnic tensions, they've been problems in this nation for decades. A group called the TPLF, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, it ruled Ethiopia until a few years ago. On one hand, the TPLF brought relative stability and economic growth to the country. On the other, it limited Ethiopian civil and political rights. A popular uprising forced its leader to resign in 2018, and a new prime minister named Abiy Ahmed was appointed. He won the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to bring reforms to Ethiopia and to end a long-running conflict it had with Eritrea, its neighbor to the north. But political tensions remained between his government and the TPLF. And last year, after the group held elections in the northern region of Tigray without the central government's permission, back-and-forth retaliations between the two sides led to armed conflict. Thousands have died. More than 2 million Ethiopians have been forced to leave their homes. The United Nations says famine conditions have set in for hundreds of thousands. And though Prime Minister Abiy said civilians weren't being harmed at the start of the conflict, evidence started coming out early this year that numerous atrocities, including mass killings of civilians, have occurred in Ethiopia. All sides involved have been accused of committing war crimes. Some of them have been linked to Ethiopian soldiers. Some have been linked to groups from Eritrea. That nation says it's not involved in the atrocities, and Ethiopia's government has promised to investigate any wrongdoing. The fighting has spread beyond the region of Tigray, and analysts say Ethiopia's civil war threatens to cause instability throughout the Horn of Africa.
2 years of bloody conflict, Ethiopia's crisis was centered mostly here, in Tigray, the far north. That's changing fast. Tigray Defense Force rebels shown in Desi this week, just 250 miles from Addis Ababa. They are threatening to move on the capital, and in an unlikely alliance, they've joined up with the Oromo Liberation Army that has links to the country's largest ethnic group. United against this man, Prime Minister and Nobel Peace Prize winner Abiy Ahmed promised the conflict would be swift. Now he's asking citizens to take up arms to defend Addis, and the nation is in a state of emergency. But this conflict has embarrassed Abiy and threatens the very makeup of Ethiopia, a key U.S. ally in the region. The U.S. has sent a senior diplomat to try and stave off a collapse.
We are gravely concerned by the escalating violence, by the expansion of the fighting that we've seen in northern Ethiopia and in regions throughout the country. We are concerned with the growing risk to the unity and the integrity of the Ethiopian state.